Hello. Come on in, everybody. How's it going? Let's see. I love this. I always think about this like the they're opening the gates at Disneyland or something. Y'all are all just streaming in. Y'all turn on your camera if you want to. Hey, I see Miss Mary Jo there. I see Lou waving. I muted everybody, so, but I would love for y'all, if you want to, turn on your camera. If you don't want to, that's okay too. But I love to see some faces so I can just know I'm talking to a real human being. I love these meeting style rooms because these meeting style calls because I get to see y'all's faces. So, and then in the chat, say hello, make sure you can hear me. Let me know you can hear me. All right. Y'all hear me? Yes. Okay. Thank you, Catherine. All right. Well, this has been a busy little morning in No BS land. Y'all already had one of these calls with Corinne. Who all was on that call too? Was that a good one? I hadn't listened yet. I've been coaching my private clients, my private No BS clients this morning already. Awesome. I'm glad it was a great call. I love those monthly assessment calls. I like to re-listen to those because you always pick up something. So, all right, who is ready to work on your fuck it foods? In the chat, yes, Carolyn, I see that thumbs up there. Like I said, I love seeing y'all. So what are your foods or your drinks? Put that in the chat while we're still getting set up here. Let's see, I got to do one other thing so that, let's see, I'm the only one who can share my screen, but I'm not even going to share my screen today. I'm going to go old school. Let's see what y'all are doing today. Milk duds. That's one of Corinne's favorites. Wine. Love it. Corn chips. Pizza. Chips. Wine. Ooh, peanut butter M&Ms. I know somebody else who's doing M&Ms. So you're not the only one. Chips and dip. Bourbon cream. What is that, Michelle? Is that like ice cream or just bourbon cream? Some of y'all may be doing multiple foods. You could actually do multiple foods, but it's really up to you what you want to do. Rhonda's doing her chips and her Lipton onion dip and her Ruffles. That's one of my faves. Oh my gosh. Okay. So good. Okay. It's like Bailey's. Okay. Okay. Gotcha, Michelle. Ooh, a 7-Eleven icy. Okay, so probably some of the things that maybe you all have are currently melting. So we'll go ahead and get started. I know I had someone mention in Facebook that they did it with ice cream and Corinne talked for so long last time that it melted. But we are going to talk a little bit about the worksheet and stuff at first. And then I kind of wish these rooms had Q&A just so I could, you know, you could just type out your question. You can type your question in the chat. I should be able to see it, but there's quite a few of you in here. But if you have a question, type it in the chat, or you can raise your hand and you go to reactions, and then there will be a raise hand button under reactions. But hold off on the questions first. Let me kind of just go through the worksheet. I told y'all in Facebook I was bringing my graham crackers. I am doing this right along with y'all today. Okay, so we're just going to do this together. I'll probably mute myself so you won't hear me crunching, but I'm doing it. So y'all, I'm going to be on camera and you're going to see me eating right along with you and doing this work. So a white Russian smoothie. Oh my goodness. I just like seeing all these ideas because it's like, it just tells you that you can do this with any food. It doesn't have to be you know, desserts. It doesn't have to be alcohol. It can be anything that you think that you don't have control over, right? And so that's what we're talking about today. That's why we call it, I remember the day, y'all, that we came up with the name Fuck It Foods. It wasn't a we. Y'all know who came up with it. It was Corinne. She came up with the idea to call it the Fuck It Foods Worksheet. And of course, in all of her genius, it was like, oh my gosh, well, of course we have to call it that. We used to call it the Tedious and Powerful Worksheet. Y'all may remember if you've been around for a while, that's actually like a life coach school term, because I think maybe someone from there came up with this worksheet to begin with. But, and it is tedious and it is powerful. So that name is appropriate as well. But you know how we are around here. I think Fuck It Foods Worksheet is a perfect name for it. So let me just kind of go through a few of the kind of the reasons that we do this. And again, y'all can ask questions in the chat, or you can raise your hand. And then before we get started, actually, though, I'll probably, again, save the questions till the end, because I want us to have time to like go through this worksheet like during this call. And I don't want this call to be
I don't know where you were. I couldn't see behind the tree.
Okay. Every once in a while, y'all, somebody gets unmuted somehow. So, okay. So, I want us to have plenty of time to work on the worksheet. Okay. So, here's the deal with Fuck It Foods Worksheet. It's really for any food, like I said, that you think that you don't have control over, that you just tend to overeat, that you maybe sometimes overeat, but you sometimes don't. You know, you plan it and you overeat it sometimes, even though you plan it, and sometimes you don't, right? It doesn't have to be something that, you know, every single time you say fuck it, but it's just something that, you know, it's a food that you want to get curious about. So y'all know I love the think, feel, do cycle and putting everything that we're learning about into the think, feel, do cycle. And so I decided to put this into the Fuck It Foods worksheet too, this into the think, feel, do cycle as well. Can y'all see this? I know there might be a little bit of a glare, but so this is the deal. This is the deal with Fuck It Foods. We got facts. Recently, we've really been kind of setting the think, feel, do cycle up this way, and that we look at the facts of the situation, and then we look at our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions in relation to that fact. Y'all, the only fact we've got is some food. That's it. But food is neutral, right? Food is just a fact. Whether it's broccoli or M&Ms or wine or graham crackers or anything else, food is just food. I like to think of when I kind of get dramatic about food and, you know, saying fuck it and all this kind of stuff, sometimes I like to break it down. Like I think about my graham cracker and I think about the ingredients. Like I get it down to the most boring thing about like a graham cracker, because sometimes I think these things, like I always want more, you know, when I eat them. But all they are is flour and sugar and eggs and oil or whatever they are. You know, whatever the ingredients are, I can look on the box. But anything that you are eating and drinking is just a combination of ingredients. And sometimes that kind of brings some like boringness to it and some just takes some of the drama out, where it's like, okay, I'm just having thoughts about a combination of flour and sugar and, you know, and oil or something like that. So I don't know. I just decided to throw that out there. We want to get it as boring as possible, right? In this fact line. But here's where we can get in, you know, where things can get a little interesting, is our thought about it. And this is why we call it fuck it foods, because they're not fuck it foods as a fact, right? They're just food. But they're foods that we think fuck it about. And you want to work on completing this thought. What do you all say? I want y'all to put in the chat with your fuck it foods. What do you start out with, like, fuck it, what? That eventually leads you to feel out of control and leads you to overeat it. Fuck it, what? I can afford it. I deserve it. I want it now. I don't care. I might as well finish it. I'm just going to have this one glass. I want to get it out of the way so I won't eat it later. That's been one that I've thought, fuck it, I just need to get it out of my system, or I need to get it out of the house and then I just won't buy it again. That's some famous last words right there. I want what I want. It's comforting. Doesn't matter anymore. I'm craving it. I'm angry, or I'm fill in the blank, you know, feeling. I love the way it tastes. But ultimately, it's some kind of thought like, fuck it. I can't control myself around this food anyway, so let's just go ahead and eat it. Right? A lot of times you're looking to your past and like the experiences you've had with graham crackers or whatever else in the past, and you're like, fuck it, I can't control myself anyway. And so you're going to your past to predict your future, right? We know that the past is not your fortune teller. So it's like just recognizing that this is the problem, is your thoughts about the food. It's not the food itself, because all that is a big old collection of ingredients. Okay? So I wanted to go through that first. Lots of thoughts here. If I finish them, then the battle will be over. That's an interesting thought, right? The thing is that there's always more at the store. There's always more available to us, right? So, okay. I wanted to go through that and then just give you a few more reasons why we do this worksheet, because we really want to get out of this fuck it mode and get out of this, all these thoughts that we typically think about these foods. And we want to get like totally hyper conscious with this exercise. And that's what we do with this exercise, y'all. If y'all haven't done it before, it was called tedious before for a reason. Because we are going to sit here with this food, and y'all are already sitting here with this food, right? Some of you may have started eating, some of you haven't. And mute. I don't know why people keep coming in, and let me make sure I've got a setting real quick. Oh, here we go. That was the problem. Okay. That should fix that. So it's just, this worksheet really helps you get totally conscious with this food, because most of the time we're not getting conscious with this food. We are just saying, fuck it, and whatever you all listed, and then we just eat, right? We don't pause to really think about what we're thinking about, and that is what we're going to do today. So it really forces you to get conscious and deliberate about the food. And you really just want to think about what your thoughts are as we go through this. And it really teaches you that you don't have to eliminate any foods. And I know that's where y'all's brains want to go, right? Well, I just won't eat this anymore. I'll just keep this out of the house. I just can't handle it. But here's the deal. Do you want to live a life like that, where you live in fear of food and just keeping it out of the house? Now, I'm not saying you got to keep everything in the house at all times. But there are probably some foods that you want to enjoy every once in a while and that you want to keep in the house, right? And that you don't want to live in fear of. And so that's what this worksheet can help you get to. I really like to think of it. This is something that Coach Jane talks a lot about in the Binge Better program. You know, we hear about, like in therapy, we hear about exposure therapy. Like for people who have fears of heights or people who have fears of going out, where there's this type of therapy called exposure therapy, where we actually go and face and expose ourselves to the thing that we are afraid of. And this worksheet is just another version of that, where we're actually like sitting here. Y'all are sitting here right now with the food. And most of you all haven't eaten it, but if you have eaten some of it already, that's okay. But you're still doing something different with the food than just, you know, eating it really quick before your brain catches up to you. I really recommend that you all do this worksheet more than once with some of these foods, that you do it with your accountability group, and I'll talk about that more about that in the end, that you just experiment with doing it when you're hungry, when you're not hungry. There's no rules here. There's no wrong way to do the worksheet, okay? And here's the reason, like, you know, it's noon, right? Well, it's noon here, Central Time. It's different times around where you are. Marcy, okay, we're going to work on this. She says she's terrified. She's not just afraid of food, she's terrified. Okay, we're going to work on this today. We're going to help you just get a little bit, maybe a little bit less terrified. I'm not saying you're going to feel amazing at the end of this call with the food. But we can definitely like prove to your brain that you can be with some food and just do something a little bit different. Why? So it's noon Central today. Sorry, y'all. I just kind of get a little distracted with the chat sometimes. So some of you all may have like a bottle of wine in front of you and it's noon and you're like, why am I doing this? I don't want this wine right now. I drink my wine at night. But here's the deal. You have a different thought about wine at noon than you have wine, you know, and then you have a thought about wine at night. But the only difference is your thinking, right? Like Corinne, last time Corinne did this call, this Bucket Foods worksheet call, it was like 9 a.m. and some people had like bottles of wine and stuff. You really want to recognize that like you have a thought about drinking wine maybe at 9 a.m. that you could have at 9 p.m. if you wanted to, because it's just a thought, right? It's like at 9 a.m, you think, well, I don't want wine right now. I don't drink wine at 9 a.m. You could also think I don't drink wine at 9 p.m. either if I didn't plan it. So that's why we have these calls at all kinds of different times, because you just get curious about what you're thinking with some of these foods. Like for me, my overeating window is usually in the middle of the afternoon. So right now I'm just like, well, you know, I'm good with these crackers. Like, yeah, I'm gonna do this exercise, but I'm not like jonesing for these graham crackers right now. But that's because I'm having a thought like, I don't want these crackers right now. I don't want them. And you wanna recognize that it's your thoughts that create that, not the time of day. The time of day is a trigger for a thought. And you can create a new thought no matter what time of day. So I wanted to point that out too. Okay. Let me see if there's anything in the chat. And then we're going to go ahead and get started on doing this worksheet. Any questions? Marilyn, I see that your hand is raised. Do you have a question? I'm going to ask you to unmute and see if you have a question because your hand's been raised for a while. If you mute yourself, you can come on and ask a question. But if not, Marilyn Miles, go ahead and lower your hand. Okay, I don't think that you have a question. Heather says, I think I have a different thought about any bucket food at noon than I do in the evening when I'm tired and emotionally needy. That's right, Heather. So you want to look at what are your thoughts in the evening? Probably like, I'm tired. What do you make that mean in the evening? You're emotionally needy. What do you make that mean? Right? But it's not that you're tired and emotionally needy that is the difference. It's you thinking like, I need some food right now. Food might make me feel better. Fuck it. You want to look at your thoughts, okay? All right, let's go ahead and get started. And then I think the chat's kind of slowing down. So if y'all have any questions, you can type it in there, but then you can also raise your hand. All right, let's go through this. Let's do this. And I'm going to give you all, when we get to step three, I'm going to give you all probably about 10 minutes to kind of go through that quietly. Like I'm going to mute myself. I'm going to go through it with me. And, where is the form? Good question, Julie. Let me bring that up really quick. It is under at nobswomen.com. And it's also in the calendar invite. Thank you, Michelle. It's the link in the calendar invite. But I do want to tell y'all where it is on the website too, because we always want to be redirecting y'all back to the website in terms of this is where everything you need is. So nobswomen.com, self-study resources, and helpful worksheets. I'm just gonna link that page. That way you can kind of get on that page and just tool around a little bit and see what else is in there. But the Fuck It Foods worksheet is in there. That's a great resource. That worksheets page is a great resource for most of our worksheets that are kind of for the program as a whole. But then you can also go into the individual course course pages for their worksheets. Okay, let's go. So it says, you can use this worksheet as a way to get to know the foods you at times feel as if you have no control over when eating. Be sure to do this exercise alone at a table in the quiet, no distractions. Now, y'all just do your best with that today. I know it's Saturday, y'all might have some kids running around or husbands around or things like that, but just do the best you can, right? we're never trying to be perfect around here. Just try to really maybe put in some headphones or close the door and see if you all can just find a place where you can focus just as much as you can. Okay. Because again, this worksheet can be really powerful if you're really, really focusing and kind of eliminating as many distractions as you can. All right. Y'all got your food, right? So this is what I want you to do. I want you to name the food. So mine is graham crackers. And then the quantity you want to eat. So that's an interesting question, right? but this is, it's up to you, right? How much do you want to eat? And you also might want to write about why, right? How much do you want to eat? Like, I've got two of these squares and that's how much I've got. So that's how much I want to eat. But again, you may eat that much. You may eat less, you may eat more, but it's just interesting to kind of see what your brain says about how much you want to eat. All right. So now let's evaluate your doable hunger. Are you hungry, satisfied, somewhere in between? I had my breakfast, gosh, it's probably been about 4 hours ago now. So I'm not like full on hungry, but I'm getting there. So I'm just going to say something like somewhat hungry. And again, that's just, we're all doing all this stuff to just kind of start getting in tune with our body and our mind and all that kind of stuff. Nancy, you can say the whole bag if you want to say the whole bag. Just love your reasons, y'all. That's the thing. Love your reasons for choosing to eat whatever you want to eat. And how much you want to eat. Okay. Liz, I love that. She said the whole bag, tons of them, but I know I can't without feeling sick. So I'll choose not to. So here's the deal, Liz. You don't want to eat the whole bag. You just told me why. So y'all got to quit saying that you want to eat the whole bag. If you feel like shit after eating the whole bag, do you really want to eat the whole bag? No. So stop saying that you want to. We got to start having this new conversation with ourselves. And that's why I talk about loving your reasons. Right? Okay. Rhonda wants to eat till she's felt like she's had enough. Marcy says, do I have to be wanting it right now? I just have breakfast and there's nothing I'm thinking about. No. I was saying that earlier, right? Like, if you just are experimenting and seeing what you can learn today, y'all don't have to be full on hungry right now. There are no rules here. Let's just see what we can learn. Okay. All right. Describe the food in detail. This is when it starts to get fun. Move my mouse out of the way here. Describe the food in detail. Look, smell, texture, color, etc. This is where I'd love to see y'all on camera, like smelling it. Oh, mine smells good, y'all. Smell that graham flavor. So I'm going to write about the look, the smell, the texture, the color. Also, they look kind of dry to me. I actually noticed that last night when I was taking my picture for the Facebook page, the little post that I did. Also, the color of mine, like, they almost look kind of like a little gray, like they're brownish, but they also kind of look like a little gray, which I think is interesting. So again, all right, Ange, let's see. She's saying, we're working on a Fuck It Foods worksheet. Thank you, Marcy, for helping her. Yes, Lou, so good, right? Often we're not hungry. when we want to fucking eat. I know I'm not. I usually want to eat when I have my overeating window is in the afternoon, and it's usually right after lunch. When I have like no physical hunger at all, I'm just like, I just want a, you know, fun break in the middle of the afternoon with some food. That's such great awareness. Sherry says her wine looks like pee. That's interesting, right? This is what happens when you start to really pay attention to this. Okay. Your thought before eating the food. Some of y'all have talked about that before. So what is your thought before eating? Just one thought, right? Let's just take a guess. Let's just pick a thought. There's no right thought. Mine is something like, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. Y'all feel free to borrow mine. But some of y'all may be having some thoughts like, I'm scared if I start eating this, I'm not going to be able to stop. I mean, I want y'all to be honest about this line, right? About this thought you're having. Some of y'all are listing feelings, anticipation, curiosity. Those are feelings, right? What are you thinking that leads you to feel anticipation, that leads you to feel curious? Okay, so this is just a great way to really tune into your thoughts. Some of y'all are excited. What are you thinking that leads you to feel excited? Heather says, funny how I don't want it. Isn't that interesting? Rhonda said, in place of lunch. Rhonda, tell me more about that, because I know some of you all are probably thinking like, well, can I still have lunch after this? Because I know for a lot of us, it's around lunchtime. Will somebody post the link for the worksheet in there if y'all got it? Thank you. Thank you, Marcy. Marcy, you're awesome. You're my little assistant today. I'll tell you what, I'm having lunch after this. This is an experiment, y'all. This is not lunch. Now, y'all can do whatever you want to do, but I'm not going to be, you know, to enough after I do this. You know, after I eat this, right? I'm going to still have my lunch and I'm going to stop at enough. No big deal. Yes, but you can absolutely eat without when you're not hungry either, Crystal. If you don't want lunch, Rhonda, you don't have to have lunch. Yeah, it's just totally up to you. All right. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Marcy. Let me change my name. I don't even think I introduced myself, y'all. I'm Coach Betsy, by the way. I just jumped right in with all of this. Thank you, Marcy. All right. And I've been around so long, I just assume all y'all know me, and I know you don't. So thank you for that, that awareness, or for that reminder. All right, let's go on. You're feeling before eating the food. Well, we talked about some feelings, right? Anticipation, excitement. It could also be nervousness. It could be fear. Mine is curious. So write down your feeling there again. We're just taking guesses here, right? We're not overthinking these worksheets and trying to get an A+ on them and trying to do them quote unquote right. I'm a recovering perfectionist right along with y'all. So I know where my brain likes to go, and y'all's may too sometimes. So we're just seeing what we can learn here. All right, this is where we're going to take a few minutes here. So the step 3 is to start eating. Now, this was something that Corinne talked about on another call, and I want to address this really quick. Some of you all may have already started eating. Some of you all may have already eaten everything. And I want you to know that that's okay too, because you still did something different this time, where you maybe allowed yourself to sit with this food for 5 seconds or 30 seconds or 2 minutes before you decided to eat it. And that's okay. I mean, and that's amazing, actually, because you did something new and different. something new and different doesn't always mean not overeating. Sometimes it just means allowing a pause, or sometimes it means just paying a little bit of attention that you hadn't before. Okay. So wherever you are, if you have eaten or not eaten, just jump in where we are. And then if you've already eaten the food, just go through the worksheet as if you hadn't, right? And just get curious with like what answers you can put down. All right. Oh, okay. So someone's feeling a little nervous about getting started. And that's okay too. All right. So we're going to start eating here. And again, I'm going to probably maybe do 8 minutes and let you all just go through this next section of the worksheet. Lou, do you have a question? Okay. I'm going to ask you to unmute real quick.
Hi.
Hey.
Are we trying to find some thoughts around the feelings at this point in time? Cause I'm just wondering.
Yeah. So the feelings, you know, like that question that happened before, that was the last question, your feeling before eating the food.
Yeah.
And then before that was your thought before eating the food.
Okay. But they've switched. So I think I have new, like, I think I, okay. So I think I'm having a lot of feelings and a lot of thoughts. Yes. So are we trying to capture thoughts at this point in time, or are we just trying to experience? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, go for it. I mean, like, you can have multiple answers for both of these questions.
I really do.
Yeah. But then point, you want to just like stop and say, okay, I'm going to move to eating the food, right? But you want to maybe come back to that in another journaling session or right after this is over. And we're also, the questions at the end are, you're going to be able to kind of get some of that more information out too.
Perfect. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Good question. All right. Good. Okay. All right, y'all. So it is 12:32. So this is perfect. So at 12:40, I'm going to come back. So I want you all to start changing the page. I don't mean to. So this is what we're going to do for the next 8 minutes. Take a bite, one bite of your food or one drink of your drink. You stop eating. You put the food down or put the drink down, and then you describe in detail what you experienced. And you see on the next page, so we're talking about texture, taste, smell, anything that just came to mind as you were chewing, and what came up for you. It can be thoughts, feelings, just get anything out for each bite. It says pause for 30 seconds after you describe the food before the next bite. That's why we call this tedious, y'all. We are talking about taking one bite, taking a break for 30 seconds or so, and then taking another bite. And y'all see on the next page, it goes down to bite 9, but you can keep going if you want to. But we're going to do this for about 8 minutes. Okay? It says you can stop eating whenever you choose, or you can keep eating for as long as you choose. Once you stop, move ahead to step 4, and then we'll go into the reflection. And there's one question here on the next page about, like, after bite 5, if you get that far, it just kind of gets more into detail about, is the taste and texture changing in any way? Okay. So again, let's just see what happens. All right. And someone says, when do you recommend to do this worksheet? Anytime, any day, choose different times of day, choose your overeating window, choose any food, any drink, just keep practicing with this worksheet. It's not a one-time deal for sure. Okay. All right. I'm going to mute myself and see if you all can take a break from the chat, right, while you're doing this so that we can really focus on this. Okay. Okay, how are y'all doing? Y'all need a little bit more time, or are you good? Okay. I think since we want to keep this down to an hour or so, so let's go ahead and get started. And y'all can always, yes, wasn't it interesting? So we had a good question a second ago that I wanted to address. Someone said, this is actually causing me to have cravings that I was not having before. I have not eaten this in about 2 months. Can I save this for when I do have the craving? I can totally see how this could help. Here's the deal. I want you to do it now, because the whole point of this, y'all, is to not hide from these cravings, is to not be scared of these cravings, but to actually put yourself in a situation where you have a craving and you get curious about it and you realize that you can survive it without eating all the things that you've always eaten. Y'all, we have to put ourselves in these situations if we want to do something different, right? I'm reminded of that famous quote, you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got. Right? So this is what we're doing. This is why we're exposing, this is exposure therapy, y'all. We're exposing ourselves to these foods to prove to our brain that we can be with them in a more controlled way. So that is what we're doing here. And I'm so glad that you asked that question. And Bert says that she doesn't have her fuck it foods with her, but she's just listening today to see what she can learn, and then she'll do it later, which is amazing. But yeah, you want to do it again when you do have the urges, but then you also want to realize that you can sit with something at a different time of day and not have the urge. That proves to yourself that it's not the food that creates the urge. It's your thought about it. Remember, the food is just food. It's always what you think about it that leads you to overeat it. So that's what we're talking about today. All right. So okay, now we're going to kind of process this. I know y'all want to just write a little bit more while I'm talking, feel free. All right. Someone said, so now we're going to go on to page 3 with our after eating reflection. Okay. And this is just basically kind of what came up for you, what was interesting, what was surprising, what wasn't surprising, all these kinds of questions. That's what all these kind of questions are about. So I'm looking in the chat. Some of y'all are already answering these questions in the chat. So Diana said, I stopped after 3 bites because it got overwhelming. However, if I wait 10 minutes, I would want some again. So here's the deal, Diana. You won. You won the Fuck It Foods worksheet today because you just allowed yourself to have 3 bites. And just get some awareness. But I want you to really ask yourself, what about it was overwhelming? You felt overwhelmed because you were thinking what? Okay. So that's your next step. So you absolutely got some learning out of this today. So you are winning, absolutely winning. Christina says, I stopped eating and started writing about what was going on in my head, and I lost interest in my food. Isn't that interesting? So the first question here is, did the experience with the food change at all? Taste, texture, if so, how? So if y'all want to put something in the chat specifically related to that, we'll talk about that. Someone says, I want to eat something else to get the rich taste out of my mouth. That was kind of something I experienced with the taste, actually the taste and the texture. I experienced artificial kind of sugar sweetener taste in my mouth. It's still there in my mouth that I don't really like with my graham crackers. I also realized that it was all getting stuck in my teeth and I didn't like that. And I was kind of having to dig it out of my, teeth with my tongue. Y'all, I'm not the only one who does that, am I? So that was something that I was interested. I did like the texture. Like, I like the texture of graham crackers because they do have a little bit more texture than, like, say, saltine crackers or some other crackers. They're not totally smooth. But the taste definitely did change over time for me because I just started really focusing in on that, like, I call it like that icky sweet taste that a lot of processed foods kind of have. Because it's more of like, probably more like corn syrupy kind of than just like real sugar kind of taste. I don't know though. Just getting curious. Let's see here. Someone said, I'm so glad that I didn't pour what I thought I wanted. Taking time and actually almost savoring it made me realize that a little bit is actually very enjoyable and doable. Amazing, right? A lot of times we think more is better, right? When it comes to food and drink sometimes. But if we really do an exercise like this, and this is what the power of planning is, right? When we actually plan something and just give ourselves, I call it the power of permission. When we give ourselves permission to have something, a lot of times we don't want near as much of it because we've really allowed ourselves to truly enjoy it. I did that a lot with alcohol where it's like, okay, I plan 3 drinks. Well, you know, I can have 3 drinks. It's on the plan. But if I'm really sitting and enjoying a drink, a lot of times I don't want more than 2. That's me. And I do the same thing with food sometimes. It's like, well, I don't have to finish this because I can plan this whenever I want. So I'm not trying to get it down because I'm going to be restricting it later. Okay. Someone else needs to brush their teeth and get the taste out of their mouth. It lost its taste, but I want to keep eating because my mouth feels funny. Teeth feel like they need brushed. A lot of y'all need to brush your teeth. That's interesting, right? I realize that I eat so fast when I eat fucking foods that I don't really taste it. That's the whole point of this exercise, Teresa, is this forces you to slow down, right? When you're actually describing every single bite, you're not just cramming it down your throat anymore. And you realize it's not all that necessarily. I keep thinking, but how do I stop having that thought at night when I would want to overeat it? Deanna, you look at what is your thought like right now, maybe. If you don't want to overeat it right now, why are you thinking that, right? What are you saying is the reason that you don't want to overeat it right now, say at noon, as opposed to, 9 o'clock at night or tonight? And then you practice that thought at 9 o'clock at night. That's how we practice new thoughts, y'all. No, you don't need to do a discovery sheet. Y'all are doing plenty of work. If for some reason y'all didn't plan this or whatever, you're doing plenty of work on this sheet. You don't need to do a discovery worksheet either because you did plan it, but maybe you just forgot to write it down. So don't overthink that. Okay. This is like a discovery worksheet on steroids. It's what the fuck it foods worksheet is. Okay. I noticed, this is a good one. I noticed at bite 4 that this isn't fun without the TV on. I experienced that when I was doing some work. I wasn't actually filling out the worksheet, but I decided I was going to really intentionally eat Cheez-Its the other day. And it was when I babysit, which a lot of you all know, have maybe heard about. I babysit my nieces every week on Thursdays. And a lot of times in the past, I have overeaten at their house because they have all the snacks and, this whole babysitting thing that I am choosing and that I actually get paid for is just so hard. And I have this big old, sad story around it, which none of it's true because it's absolutely something I choose to do. But I said, they got some Cheez-Its over there. I know it. And so I'm going to have some and I'm going to eat them intentionally. And I remember getting those Cheez-Its out and I was like, but I want to watch Netflix and eat Cheez-Its. I'm seeing you, Heather. Nodding. It's like the stuff isn't near as fun, y'all, when you're not like doing the thing that you do with it, right? And so that's just something very interesting to be, you know, to just be aware of, right? Like, so it's not the food, right? It's not like the Cheez-It. It's me getting to check out in front of Netflix, you know, zone out in front of Netflix and just pop things in my mouth. What if I just, I mean, what I've been doing the last few months is just like, okay, I can watch Netflix. Like the entire time the kids are napping, I get to watch Netflix, but we're not going to eat too. Because I mean, I really enjoy Netflix. Let me just give myself permission, that power of permission, to just watch Netflix on my day off while the kids are napping. Okay. Sorry, y'all, I kind of went off on that. Okay, let me just kind of jump here. There's so many things I want to read in the chat. Did you notice a difference eating it this way? What did you notice? I'm just going to go through these questions and then I'll just kind of go through the chat while we wrap up. So just what, how was it different, right? To just eat in this very, very deliberate, conscious way. We often think we can't control certain foods. Imagine if you ate those foods this deliberately every time. Would you have more control or less control? Y'all put that down at the bottom of the chat. More control or less control if you ate these foods this deliberately every time. Now, of course, we know that's not realistic, right? But you know how we talk about 1% level ups around here? Do y'all think that maybe you could find a way to eat 1% more deliberately with your meals? Whether that might mean sitting down while you're eating, whether that might mean just slowing down a little bit, whether that might mean maybe putting your phone in your purse for 5 minutes while you eat, right? Just 1% level up. We're not talking about doing a fucking foods worksheet every meal you eat, right? But we're talking about just a little bit more deliberate consciousness while we eat. Think about how that could add up over time. Pretty amazing. Okay, why did you stop eating? That I want to hear that. I want to hear that from y'all in the chat, because I don't think, why did you stop eating? And I know I didn't give y'all a ton of time, but I definitely stopped eating before, but, and some of you all didn't. I mean, well, or some of you all stopped just when, you know, I told you to stop because Betsy said so. The bowl was empty. Okay. I felt sludgy because the chocolate got too rich and tasted too heavy. It became too salty. You were tired of chewing. Someone realized they had enough. They hit satisfied. Here's the thing, y'all. This is the purpose of this exercise is not to be like, okay, I'm done with this food, never eating it again. Like if some of you all got to the end of your bowl, that probably means that it was something. Maybe that means that it was something that you truly enjoy and that you want to keep eating. Right? The purpose of this worksheet is not just to, you know, throw out all these foods after you do this worksheet. The purpose of it is to really determine what foods you truly, truly enjoy and that you want to have in your life and which ones just aren't all that, right? But there are going to be some. I remember when we did this exercise at a camp. And by the way, speaking of camp, if y'all hadn't signed up for October, we're going to do, I don't know if we're going to actually do the Fuck It Foods worksheet at camp in real time, but we are going to do something similar where you have some food that you usually have an urge to overeat, and we are going to do an exercise. So if y'all have been thinking about camp, sign up today. Okay. So, and I totally got off track when I was talking about camp, but it's just this whole thing about like, you're going to find foods that are totally worth and that you totally enjoy. And that's the purpose of this worksheet too. Like what's worth it and what ain't, as Brynn would say. All right. Not as exciting, too sweet. I normally pop a Dove chocolate in my mouth, but by doing 5 bites, it almost seemed bitter by bite 5. right? It's because you're so much more conscious, Susan. Okay. How does your body feel after eating this? How does your body feel? Again, we're getting like all the consciousness going on here. Tuning into our body now. My body feels like I am definitely ready for lunch now. It's almost like kind of eating just a little bit kind of got my body like ready to eat something, you know, more substantial here in a minute. Stomach is burning. Nancy says her body feels fine, but her mouth and her mind is talking to her right now. I know my mind, my mouth, I'm talking a lot too. And I've been coaching all morning, but my throat hurts a little bit. My throat's a little dry. But also I'm still feeling that like that icky kind of sweetness in my mouth, a little tingly. Mouth is still salivating. Let's see what else. And then the last question, what is the thing that you learn the most from eating this way? What is the thing you learn the most? There was just some big aha that you all had. What was it? And I'm going to scroll back up here and see if there's anything else to kind of... let's see what y'all are saying. 3 milk duds is a lot. That's something, right? You didn't think before, Donna, right? I'm telling you, y'all, it's never the amount of food that we really want. It's the experience of food. It's the conscious, deliberate experience. And that's, and you know that because 3 milk duds could be enough for you. The taste didn't get any better as I kept eating. A lot of times I've done this exercise enough, y'all, where often, I'm not ever saying every time. Again, sometimes every single bite is amazing until it is gone. And those are the foods you want to keep eating, right? But a lot of times, yeah, it's like you kind of want to keep eating because you think it's going to get better. I know when I binge sometimes. That's why I eat a lot of food because I'm like, I keep thinking, well, next bite will be better. The next bite will be better. The next bite will fix my problem. The next bite will make me feel better. Those are those thought errors that we got to start paying attention to, right? So yeah, it doesn't taste as good as you keep eating. Satisfied feels good, better than sick. I'm proud of myself for stopping at satisfied. I'm proud of you too. By observing what I'm eating, I realize I may not like the food as much as I thought. Let's see. I'm eating the chips for pure enjoyment. No hidden meanings. They just taste good. And sometimes that's what you get from these worksheets, right? Like, I love this. I want to eat this. And y'all, it can be anything. It can be chips. It can be chocolate. It can be broccoli. It can be salad. No bad foods. Just foods that you like or foods that you don't like. I learned that I generally eat this food very mindlessly. When I don't, it's easy to stop. So good, Diana. We're usually wanting to zone out with food, right? In this worksheet, you don't get to zone out, right? I wanted to zone out with Netflix and Cheez-Its. And that's the purpose of this worksheet. It forces you to not zone out. All right. So a lot of the same stuff of just like, it just wasn't, you know, sometimes they really enjoyed the food and other times it just wasn't as good as you thought. Right. Oh my gosh, this is so good, Heather. It's not the food that helps me feel better. It's the distraction that the food provides during an urge. Right. It's never the food, right? And y'all are, you know, we're all still looking for food to make us feel better a lot of times. And we always will, right? We always will. There'll always be some part of our mind that thinks maybe a cookie will fix this. But we know, right? We know different, but that still doesn't mean we ever have to be perfect at this. That brings me a lot of relief. Okay, y'all, this was so much fun. Rhonda says, I'm wondering if I need to try keeping it in the house all the time so that it will no longer be special. I can now keep chocolate and peanut butter in the house without problems. So, Rhonda, you got your evidence that what you're talking about kind of makes sense, right? You probably at one point you didn't think you could keep chocolate and peanut butter in the house. I always work on right now. I remember Coach Jane said some of the best work we can do is to just keep food in our house. And again, I'm not saying every single food, you know, but just start with one thing that maybe you don't think you can have in the house. And then just like commit to like for a month, say, okay, this is the one thing I'm really going to work on having in the house, having urges to eat it and planning it and turning it into this just like boring thing that I have in my house. Y'all, I got graham crackers. I've got trail mix. I used to eat by the bag when I would binge. I've got mini Snickers. And that is years and years of work that I put in to just be able to have that stuff in the house. And it's worth it to me. Years of work is worth it to me to be able to just have any food that I want in the house. And there's still some food I'm working on, like ice cream. Like I get a pint of Ben and Jerry's and it's like, okay, when am I eating this? I mean, it's like I got a pint earlier last week and like I usually eat half of it and then I save the other half and my brain's like, when are we going to eat that other half? When are we going to have that? When are we going to have that? And I'm like, what if I just let that half pint just hang out in my freezer for a while? And I just worked on it, right? And I just work on having ice cream and living with ice cream. All right, y'all, this was so much fun. I hope you had learned a lot. Like I said, I really encourage you all to do this with your accountability groups. Y'all have so many amazing, y'all are just members of so many amazing accountability groups. You could just get on Zoom and like say, okay, y'all, we're going to take an hour or so and we're going to just go through the worksheet on our, you know, with y'all, with each other, and we're going to discuss it and see what we can learn. You can do it at different times of day with different foods, with the same foods multiple times. Just see what you can learn. That's the thing. It's the same thing with a discovery worksheet, right? You can always learn something anytime you do one of these worksheets, okay? So I hope that this was helpful for you. And so we are wrapping up Urges 2.0. And then have y'all heard about the 2-pound takedown? I'm so excited about September. I can't believe it's almost September, y'all, by the way. But September is going to be all about the 2-pound takedown. Check out if you haven't heard about it yet, check out our newsletter that comes out tomorrow morning in your email. If for some reason you're not getting our emails, email support at pnptribe.com and they will get you fixed up. But all the info about the 2-pound takedown is going to be in our newsletter tomorrow. We're going to work on losing either 2 pounds a week, 2 pounds a month, or what I'm going to be working on is working on 2 habits for the next month. Since I'm at my maintenance range and that's where I am, I'm going to work on 2 specific habits. And I know for sure one of them is going to be my morning routine. And so I'm going to work on doing my morning routine every morning. So I can't wait to get started with September because Urges 2.0 has been amazing. And I know next month is going to be amazing too. So, all right, y'all have an amazing rest of your Saturday. And I will talk to you all next time. See ya. Bye.